This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Happy Wednesday to you. You are indeed in the loop right here on Sports Radio 610. You heard the man, John Lopez, Reginald Attul, and Figgy Fig.
You guys are getting some great answers for this.
Yes, we are.
Yeah, already, man.
And also, I do appreciate that you did the thing that everybody does unintentionally, where they ask the question that is a security question. Which is, what was your first car?
Mm-hmm.
Oh,
wow. Oh, so
yeah.
Now everybody knows?
Well, yeah. You're not. To some degree.
I'm not telling you my
mother's
name.
Your password.
Yeah, right.
Would you happen to let us know what the name of the street was that you grew up on?
Your mother's maiden name.
No?
All right,
which street did you grow up on?
I've actually given that name out before, the name of the street, because I like to illustrate the hard scrabble streets of Connecticut that I grew up on.
There you go.
When you grow up on Winterset Lane, you've been toughened up.
There's someone somewhere that has like a document.
Yeah. He's
been giving us more information. I'm just waiting for the maiden name. That's all I need.
The fella's over on Winterset.
All right, let's get going on a Wednesday. As Sean referenced, the text line always available to you, 713-572-4610. Get involved with the program. Anything, everything that you want to react to, please do. Also, appreciation to the Mokarem Injury Law Firm for bringing you the live streams, both on the YouTube page, Sports Radio 610, and on Twitch, 610 Houston. A return.
Yes.
We learned about this morning. I know that I first saw from Diane Rossini. I know that it's been substantiated by Jonathan Alexander, DJ Bieniemy, all the cavalcade of folks that cover this team very closely. Welcome back. Foley Fatukasi. Foley Runshaw Fatukasi is returning the defensive tackle. I don't think I saw any like details on what the number would look like,
no.
But I don't know. I can't imagine that would be anything exorbitant. But he's back. And for one, I do want to talk about what that means. But I also, that made me think, because I immediately went to a place, and I'll give this away right up top. That there's a level of peace within me. Because interior defensive line, I won't say that I was scared about it or anything. But that was a place that I was a little concerned about.
It was a question.
It was a little bit of a question. And what concerns or questions do you still have with this roster at this point, after the draft, after free agency for the most part? Although, as you see, there's still things that can happen. 713-572-4610.
Well, it was a question in free agency. It was a question going into the draft. It was
absolutely
a question after the draft. So yeah, it's funny how that one guy can make the entire unit look better. Because now you got Mario Edwards there. He's going to mix in, obviously. You've got Sheldon Rankins. It just bolsters it a little bit.
Yeah, and I think my concern started with Sheldon Rankins. Like, they brought him back, and I know that he has been in the system. He has a familiarity with it. He is a veteran player.
Mm-hmm.
That year in Cincinnati, I understand that it's a different place. Like, all sorts of things could have happened that affected his inability to be like particularly successful there. But you have to start asking the question, at what point are you seeing maybe a fall off possibly or what have you? And it felt like that was going to be some level of placeholder to some degree with all due respect to him, in a place where now they would look to then see if they could upgrade that position, right? And find somebody who could give you what you're looking for in that one tech, or somebody that could eat some bodies, right? Eat some space when it comes to the run, but also maybe give you a little bit of additional push.
Yeah.
And you didn't have that, right? That was one of the things that we looked at as a potential need, quote unquote, mm-hmm. going into the draft, and they didn't get. So I felt like, oh, they didn't really do a lot of addressing that interior. And I don't think that you were going to be bad, but I was like, is this going to be a little bit of a half step back for that interior? Mm-hmm. And what does that do? We've seen this defense with Foley there. Last year, it was incredible. I know that he had some injury issues, but I think that this is where
without Rankins, injuries, maybe now
it gets interesting. And I'm like, all right, there's a level of peace because we've seen what this defense can do with this complement on the interior. And boom, we're back to cooking with grease.
Yeah, look, and so you look at the depth chart, you look at the roster, and your question is, where might there still be some questions?
For sure.
Right?
For sure.
I mean, tight end is it.
That's the only one for you?
That's it. Look, the offensive line is going to be a place we watch, but we've talked about it. There's 17 players there. I've got to believe that they will find five or eight on game day, that'll be active on game day, that will be good enough, especially with the weapons that you've added at wide receiver, with the running back you've added. Obviously, you even drafted a quarterback, for God's sakes, that might compete in the backup role. But
shout out to Graham Mertz.
Yeah, shout out to Graham Mertz. Am I being just too optimistic here? I think they're good, except for tight end.
I think I thought the low-hanging fruit would remain there, and I understand what you're saying, that there's a whole bunch of guys there. I think that because of the import of it, of the offensive line, the foundational level of it, and also because of the ways that we saw it fail last year, understanding that there's all sorts of different variables in there. I'm still not in a place where I'm comfortable. It would be crazy for me to go through free agency in the way that we talked about this offensive line and the draft in the way that we talked about this offensive line. And you got one piece that I feel great about you bringing in, and we're getting some information that makes you look at it and go, he might not even be somebody that factors into the offensive line in a big way to start and say, I don't have concerns there. But that's there. I think I was right there with you. I went, oh, yeah, tight end. Tight end is one of those spaces. Because, I mean, you have Dalton Schultz, who I think is a pass catcher I still feel good about, and I won't say great about, right? I think that there's still instances where I look at him and I go, as a dude who we know you're not a blocking tight end, that's never been in your bag, you know, and I understand that there's been instances where he might have been either miscast or put in situations where he's had to do more than what I think would be reasonable or a reasonable ask of him. Even with that being the case, there's times where I look at him as a pass catcher and I go, I probably expect more if you are going to be the pass catching tight end.
Yeah.
Right. So there's that. You have Cade Stover, who I think he has the profile of a player that would fit really well with what you're trying to do. And if he has that step forward, it'd be great. There's an if on that step forward. And then you've got Brevin Jordan, who we just haven't seen enough of, especially due to injuries. And what is the chance that that absolutely continues? That's a non-zero chance. And then what, Irv Smith? Luke Lachey, who is a more developmental. There's questions on how that goes, especially because with the question that we have with offensive line, tight end is typically where you look at to maybe add in, except I don't look at any of those guys that I feel like are great adding in help-wise, and probably I would like it to be where the offensive line is settled enough to where those tight ends can kind of, you know, disconnect from the line and have a little bit more, a little bit more freedom to kind of operate more as pass catch.
But even at tight end, you could squint your eyes a little bit and say, I could see where they will be a functioning tight end group. And the biggest reason for me is when it comes to this offense and what they are strong at, especially, you know, coaches, it's the tight end position. I mean, Nick Caley, you know, the one thing that he knows, you can question him, and he's even talked about, I'm going to need some help in the passing game. I'm going to be leaning on guys in the passing game. You can question maybe to a degree the offensive line, although they had confidence in Cole Popovich that they brought him back. And by extension, a tight end coach knows a lot about the offensive line. But the one thing he knows, like we can question Nick Caley, is tight ends. He's been doing it his whole life. So even there, you could kind of go, okay, maybe he sees something. That's his strength. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never-frozen meals are dietitian-approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. Factormeals.com/listen50. Code LISTEN50.
I think that's fair. I do still come back to he's the head coach, not the tight ends. Or sorry, the offensive coordinator and not the tight ends coach. And right. I guess in a way, it does seem like to some degree when you're the offensive coordinator, especially on a team where you have a defensive head coach, you are kind of the head coach of the offense. I'll be interested to see what that dynamic ultimately looks like, because it does feel like D'Amico Ryans has looked up. And I mean, he was in some ways burned by Bobby Slowick, and I think giving him that leeway to do what he wanted to do. And it's, I think we've gotten enough data and evidence in the way of that did not feel like it went the way that you wanted to. I don't think there was a proper delegation and things of that nature. So I will be interested to see how much D'Amico Ryans has kind of oversight over what's happening offensively and what that ultimately looks like. But yes, he's the offensive coordinator and he has a lot more responsibilities. And there is that level of delegation that's necessary from the offensive coordinator. And so I do wonder how much, like, he could probably have some edicts from the top from things that he has seen and best practices that he has gotten a feel for. I do wonder how much that translates to the guys on the field, on top of the fact that they are the guys who they are. I don't know that he's going to change who they are with some tips and tricks.
But make
we'll
them
see.
Better?
We'll see.
Marginally better even?
Sure. That is something that I very much hope for, and I think I agree with. How about this? This comes in on the text line. Again, 713-572-4610 is the number to text. From the 979, hope they bring in a kicker. Fairbairn, they said Fairbairn sucked last year. I don't know that that's a fair accounting of how he played last year. However, I won't say that it was like perfect by any stretch of the imagination.
He had some bad times last year.
At the end of the year you lost confidence in the kicker. You know what? They probably will bring someone just to compete and put tape out there. And then you never know, you know, after that. But Fairbairn's the kicker.
So so you feel confident and comfortable there that this is that was a blip on the radar and that you'll have a return kicking.
Every time Fairbairn lines it up in crucial situations, I'm going to still be a little bit reticent. Our question of the day is going to be at 10:40, you know, kind of fear the worst. But I do think he's the best option they have, and they have confidence in him. I really do.
Yeah, I very much would like to see that kicking competition. Yeah. If for no other reason than just it would mean that he is kicking better going into the season, right? And I understand kicking is such a cerebral kind of thing that, like, you know, you start talking about the types of things like the yips or what have you, and that can take you out of the way. I think for some reason last week we mentioned, or was it earlier this week, we mentioned Roberto Aguayo, and he was always a super fascinating player to me, because I did like when the Buccaneers drafted him in the second round, I was like, that's kind of wild, but I do see it, because he seemed like he was going to be a transformational kicker, like with the distance that he had, and it was just the mental part of this that went, and it never came back. It's not like he did not have the ability to do this, and so that when it comes to kickers and any of those positions in sports that are largely mental, I do get that kind of reticence where I'm like, until I see it come all the way back around, right? You can't put that thing back in the jar, right?
No.
Like, you can't put that toothpaste back in the tube.
We have experience with that here. You know, kickers here have started out with a bang, and then all of a sudden, when it goes, and you can't recover. You get the yips. I mean, it's just as simple as that. I don't think he's there, but he's shown some signs of you're just not real confident in crucial situations.
But that does make me feel good that ultimately I come down to it and I'm starting to talk about the kicker and when it comes to any concerns that you have on the rosters. And to be fair, the ones that we brought up are foundational, and they're ones that are going to matter greatly into what your success is if you can track the 2024 season and the successes and the failures that they had there to this year, right? If you bring those around and you go, all right, offensive line needs to be significantly better, and the tight ends are obviously tied into that, and they need to be better to make sure that you have, you know, the ways that the offense that scores enough points, score 20 plus points that helps you, complement your defense and get the wins, not just in the regular season, not getting just to 11, 12, 13, 14 wins if you get there, but then going and competing against the likes of Buffalo, of Baltimore, of if Cincinnati gets their act together, Cincinnati, of course, Kansas City, right? Playing against those types of teams, you're going to need your offense to be at a higher level, and the offensive line and the tight ends are absolutely going to have to be better. But as you mentioned, like, it feels like there's pathways for those positions, and I don't think I'm in a place where I have the same way. And I do have, I'm very happy where we started, that Foley is back to make me feel entirely set on the defense, top to bottom, front to back, left to right.
No, I am set on the defense. This defense is good to go. There's not even going to be a whole lot of competition in training camp. There's going to be a lot of competition on the offensive line. And I guess that's where I get the confidence, just sheer numbers. You have 17 dudes out there that are going to be fighting, maybe more by the time camp starts. Cam Robinson obviously there, but they brought in a guy that can also play some left tackle in the second round. So, and then there are other linemen out there, and we're going to hear from Nick Caserio. And one comment he made me go, "Whoa,
100%." You weren't the other one. Everybody went there. Great point. Who, more importantly, who's going to be the long snapper?
Hey, they have a competition there.
Yeah,
they brought in Tucker
Addington.
And then they have they brought in Austin Brinkman, the off the street.
But yeah, we have been spoiled there. But that's another one that feels like you can make that one shake to some degree. And maybe I'm just disrespecting the specialists, but I feel like that one is one of those ones that you can make shake. But yeah, 832 makes a great point. On the bright side, if the offensive line looks good in camp, you'll know that you actually have it's functional, because this defensive line is not going to tell no
100%.
Surprise, right? You're not going to have that telltale camp question of, or are they winning because the defense is bad, or are they winning because the offense is good?
You know what's really cool? We're talking about deep snapper and kicker.
Buddy.
It wasn't that long ago, Figgy. We're like, so who do you think is going to be the quarterback?
What a time. Yeah. What a time to be alive.
I will say, if deep snapper mess up a couple snaps, we are going to lose, or what?
Yes, we will.
Well, I mean, like, you're going to find the reason. I think the level of crash out is always going to be there. It's just, what are you crashing out about?
The thing is, John Weeks never had a bad snap.
Never.
Not once. Never seen it.
Never.
I want you to point me to the one time that it happened, because it didn't. All right. You're in the loop here on Sports Radio 610. Just getting going on a Wednesday. A lot of things to talk about in the show. Coming up next, let's talk about this. Jose Altuve last night. He did not cover himself in glory. Is this just a rough patch that we're seeing from him, or are we seeing signs of aging in a way that could be very problematic? Let's discuss that next.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBnetwork.com/stream. Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.
Podcasting isn't just evolving. It's having a full-blown identity crisis. I'm Allison Marino, host of What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined, a new series that pulls back the curtain on the forces shaping the medium now and what that means for all of us who love podcasts. I'm really excited to share the official trailer where you'll hear from some of the biggest names in the space. Ira Glass, Leo Laporte, Guy Raz, Hernan Lopez, Lex Fridman, AJ Feliciano, Dan Granger, and yeah, me too. Here it is now.
I still want to kill the word podcast.
That's not just a hot take. It's a symptom of an identity crisis.
Big company run media, and people are trusting it less and less. It's really important that we're independent.
There's a handful of companies that control the vast majority of podcast inventory that have the vast majority of the gigantic shows.
We left radio behind for a reason. We wanted to get away from all the gatekeepers.
I don't know that you could do this as effectively in video.
Podcasting is at a crossroads. I've watched the industry swing from hype to consolidation to reinvention. But this time it's different. From the producers of the documentary Age of Audio, Oxford Road presents the Media Roundtable special series. What's a podcast? The Revolution Redefined.
All of us who work in the media, like, yeah, we got to run a business and like, we got to make a living and we got to sell our ads and we got to do all that. But we all got into it because like, I think most of us, like, it just gave us a feeling.
A three-part series where you'll hear the leading industry voices give their takes on what podcasting has become and where it's headed next. Teaming up with Oxford Road and Age of Audio director Sean Colon for this series was fun, but also kind of a wake-up call. If you love this medium as much as I do, you've got to listen to What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. It's out now, wherever you get your podcasts.